Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's that time again. It's blaming time. Who's to blame today? All right. So I know it's been a really long time since I've been on the radio, almost a whole year. My last show, I actually was talking about my healthcare experience. I ended up getting surgery on my ACL, and I just kind of focused on that and got a little lazy and hadn't done any shows or really, I guess, felt inspired, you know, doing this. Sometimes I feel like I'm talking about these same things over and over again, such as, you know, gun violence in America. We have a mass shooting so frequently. If I do the show weekly, I find myself talking about these same things and saying the same things over. So that brings me to my topic today, my inspiration for today. And I am suffering a little bit from identity politics overload after the last mass shooting in Orlando, which you've probably heard by now if you've watched the TV or looked at a phone over the past week. Now, on June 12th, it was a Saturday night last week, early Sunday morning, a man shot up a nightclub in Orlando and killed 49 people and wounded 53. So that statement in and of it's a very basic statement. You know that someone went in and killed a bunch of people and injured a bunch of people. You know he did it with a gun. So knowing that, you can be outraged at the fact that someone killed all these people and was violent, and you can direct your outrage there, right? Unless you're, like, pro-killing. And that is where it starts until we start to dissect the identity of the shooter, the victims. We dissect what weapon was used, and then we find ourselves in this situation overloaded with identity politics. So let's get started just kind of breaking it down and analyzing it. So like I said, I gave you a basic statement on June 12th. A man shot up a nightclub, killing 49 people and wounding 53. So I'm going to tell you first that the man's name is Omar Mateen. And so we'll analyze the shooter first. Omar Mateen. If I tell you that's someone's name, what inferences will you make about that person? I can tell you on my own end, a name like Omar, I'm going to think that he's of Arabic descent. He could be Muslim. I don't know about the last name Mateen. So now since we know the man's name, that's my first guess. But as we all know, he was of Afghani descent, but he was an American. And he was also Muslim. So now, when that piece of information was interjected into the whole shooting aspect, most Americans, many Americans, automatically think terrorism, right? So at first, you know, once we heard the shooter's name, maybe we didn't know a whole lot. I know now a lot more facts are out and we're going to discuss those, but when it first happened and we got his name, we made some inferences, probably, and that was that he was Muslim and of Arabic descent. So, again, his parents were from Afghanistan. They immigrated in the 80s, and he was born here. And Omar Mateen, he was called a terrorist pretty quickly after everything happened, and the first thing I started seeing was people arguing over whether it was okay that we were calling him a terrorist when oftentimes we don't call white men who do the same thing terrorists. They're just, like, disturbed or, you know, just that's part of the, you know, white privilege that exists that many people won't admit to existing, but that is part of it. So off the bat, we find out his name's Omar Mateen. He's of Afghani descent, and he's Muslim, so people label him a terrorist right away. And then I remember people saying, well, it could just be a hate crime, and the hate crime aspect comes into it when I tell you that the club that he shot up was called Pulse. Okay, and Pulse is described as the hottest gay bar in Orlando, and it's an LGBT bar where that's mainly the patronage that they get. That's who was there. There were some just some heterosexual people at the bar too that lost their lives. But so now we're getting into the identity of the victims. So not only we have on the aspect that he is, whether he's a terrorist or he's not a terrorist, I think pretty much we can all agree he's a terrorist. But on that aspect, what the identity politics is aiming at is to make sure that that term terrorist is equally used for not only brown people, but non-brown people. So hopefully we'll see that in the future. Like, there was another guy on the same day that was headed towards an event, or the very next day, to an event in California, and he was a white Christian guy. He had bombs, he had arms, AR-15s, and he wasn't a terrorist. I mean, he didn't do anything, but had he done it, would we have seen that term be used for him? So that's where the identity politics comes in with the shooter, whether he's a terrorist or not. But again, we go over to the victims and we look at the victims and their identity are, we know that they're LGBT. There's a lot of gays and lesbians. So first thing that comes to mind is, oh, well, his religion hates gays, so that's probably why he did it, something related to religion, or maybe he is a part of ISIS. Maybe this is terrorism. However, I want to go back to the shooter's identity and just give you this narrative, and that is that, yes, he was married, but he was also divorced, and not only did he go to that club frequently, he frequented Pulse, okay? He was experimenting sexually. He was on gay dating sites, so it sounds like maybe he was battling with his own sexuality. So I'm just not sure. I don't, from the statements that were made, I haven't read anything, and I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, please, you can go into my Facebook and you can comment if you're in the Blog Talk Radio chat room. I'm logged in. I'm kind of watching. And I see that I have a caller, but I kind of want to get the narrative out first. So please be patient, caller. But if you do want to call in and get in line, you can call in at 516-595-8090. So, again, I want to get into the fact that the shooter was, he went to that club. He was on gay dating sites. And he really didn't make any anti-gay statements, in my opinion, that I've heard. And like I say, I could do wrong. But the statements that the shooter actually made, yes, he called and pledged his allegiance to ISIS. There's been no connection made to ISIS. I just want to be clear about that. So he pledged his allegiance to ISIS. He said he admired the Sarnoff brothers that did the Boston Marathon bombing, and he said a lot of people in the club said he was doing this. He expressed that he was doing this as revenge for the bombings in his home country, where his parents were born. Additionally, that's why the Sarnoff brothers did the Boston bombing. It's as retaliation. So I agree that it's terrorism. I'm just not so sure that this was a hate crime in the fact that it was a target on the gay community, but more so that's where he went. That's if I imagine if someone's going to bomb somewhere, they're bombing somewhere that they frequent. They know there's a lot of people there. But, you know, this is just me. I'm no expert. So, but let's just look at the identity politics just a little bit further, because, and I'm sure you're like, okay, the identity politics, we've got terrorism, we've got Muslim, we've got gay, we've got ISIS, we've got Afghanistan. he also targeted, well, I don't want to say targeted Latinos, but many of his victims were Latinos, and it was said that he would spare black people because he said that black people had suffered enough. That was interesting, to say the least. I don't really know what to say about that. So that brings another identity in. It's like, oh, I'm okay with black people, you know? I have Pianchi. I don't know if this is someone I know, but that's who's in my chat room, and they're saying, exactly, he complained about Obama's foreign policy of drone killing of his innocent people. Yeah, he did. And just to stray a little bit and talk about that, I know if you have followed me through the years, you know that I was okay with droning. And I don't want to say I'm okay with droning, but I prefer droning to boots on the ground. But after seeing the way President Obama and the U.S. has, you know, I don't know if this figure is accurate, but I feel like it's 90% of the people that they kill are civilians. So the drone program, if that's what it's doing, it's just simply not okay, and we can't be surprised when we're being retaliated against. So, yeah, I do think it was terrorism. I do think it was a political crime, especially because he was saying this. He was saying that he did not, he was getting revenge for Afghanistan. And then Pianchi says, if he was doing it for hate, why didn't he kill those blacks? I have not heard media commentary on that. I heard media commentary on that, and he said he was sparing the blacks because they had suffered enough, and that's why he didn't do it. If he was doing it for hate, why don't we see statements that say that he was hating on gay people? Okay, we only got that from his dad, who said that he got upset when he saw two men kiss in Miami, but his dad obviously didn't know he was going to gay clubs. So I'm going to go ahead and try to take the caller. Thank you for being patient. Who do I have on?
Yeah, this is Pianchi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Pianchi?
I'm doing fine. You know, you hit on some very pertinent points. And you don't hear much emphasis on his relating to the bombings that go on in Afghanistan, where some reports as much as 80% of the deaths are, you know, innocent people.
Yeah, I heard 90.
You target one militant, and you may kill up 8 or 9 people for that one. So you're right. Sooner or later, that type of animosity is going to prevail and cause people to do things. Now, the thing that disgusts me is the political rambling that's going on going on with the anti-gun factions in the United States. And the words that's used and how they're being used. You know, calling, you know, at one point in time, they outlawed automatic weapons. Then they accepted semi-automatic. Now they're calling semi-automatic assault weapons. That weapon is a point-and-shoot weapon. It's not automatic. And it's not even classified as an assault weapon. There's other weapons.
I'm no gun expert, and I don't really know the difference.
Yeah, I understand.
These are the guns of choice in mass shootings. I know he had a Sig Sauer rifle, and that is a AR-15 knockoff. But I don't want to see people. I mean, I don't know if you followed me, but I'm pretty anti-gun all the way around, like to where we should disarm police. But
I'm a federal firearms license applicant, a licensed concealed carry, and so on and so on. I'm African American. Mm-hmm. And I'm not anti-gun. I'm pro that point. And that's what I'm hearing from politicians, especially the Democrats and also the Hillary Clinton bunch. And it makes people suspect, you know, what's going on here. Of course, we hate to hear of anyone getting hurt or anyone getting killed. But
And I'm glad that you are bringing this up, because that is another part of the identity politics that plays into this whole thing. And thank you for your call. I'm going to elaborate on that point.
Sure. Thank you.
So, like I said, Pionk, he brought up a really good point, and that is about the gun battle. So this is another part of, I don't know if this is really classified as identity politics, but it's, you know, the Second Amendment crowd. So that's an identity here in America, you know, like it or not. And so that identity is all upset because they know that, oh, we're going to want to talk about whether or not we should make some changes to our gun policies. And of course we do. Of course we need to. The American populace is in agreement, around 80%, that we need to make some changes to our laws. So, of course, you know, you have the GOP and then you have the Democrats. And the Democrats, that's where they're going. They're attacking the guns. And they are, you know, focusing on the hate crime aspect of it, which, again, I want to say I don't know if that's what it was, because we have the gunman himself saying that it was over us bombing another country. So you have, and then they want to fight, the GOP also want to fight on over whether we should call him a terrorist, of a radical Islamic terrorist. And, I mean, I don't actually think he was radical. I think I don't know that he was radicalized. He was here in America. If he was radicalized by anything, it's, you know, the fact that he was able to get all that weaponry to be able to do his damage within 2 weeks. That's radicalized to me. Another thing is that the GOP, they don't want to acknowledge the LGBT aspect of it. They won't acknowledge that was a gay club. And I just, you know, Democrats are upset about that aspect. So, like I said, identity politics overload. It's just, there's so many moving parts in this story. And then the identity politics has people going off about the wrong things. And I just, again, I'm really focused on, I don't know that it was an attack on the LGBT community because they were LGBT. I think just being part of the American community is why the club was attacked. And that's somewhere that he went, he knew the club, he knew where he could probably hide, and that's why he was in there. I see one of my favorite people that's been around since I've been doing all this is logged in. I can't wait to see what he has to say about the identity politics of this Orlando shooting. I'm sure it would be something interesting. Again, if you want to call in, you can call at 516-595-8090, and I'm just going to quickly scoot on over to Facebook to see if anyone's commenting, and we have a couple of comments. Oh, Chuck says, bless your heart. Is that what Southerners say? And then it's live, Leon. He was asking whether or not it was live. That's the Brimster. You got the Kanye show on. I hope that's not playing. Okay, you are hearing me now. Good. So I'd love to hear what you have to say about the identity politics of it all. Again, we've so far analyzed the identity of, you know, when the show started, I just said a man walked in and shot up a nightclub and killed 49 people and injuring 53. very bland statement. And then we started picking apart more, and we started with the shooter's name being Omar Mateen. I also elaborated on the club, and that club was an LGBT club. We talked about the gun that was used, and I decided that I think that the Second Amendment crowd is going to be part of identity politics for me, especially in this conversation. I've come to the conclusion that I think that this attack wasn't necessarily an attack on LGBT because they were LGBT, but because they were American. The shooter did shoot up the club in retaliation for what the U.S. does all over the world, and that's drone people. And we've also discussed with Pianki about how the drone program is just not efficient. It kills way more civilians than actual terrorists and probably should be ended. Even though throughout the time that I've been doing this, I've talked about how I like the drone program because it keeps boots off the ground, but it just, it's too many innocent deaths. So I have about 8 minutes left. Again, if you want to call in, it's 516-595-8090. I'm just checking to see if I have any more commentary. I guess while we're waiting, I just don't want to have to reiterate what I just said again. Okay, so we have some more comments in the chat room. Pianki says these laws are really silly in some cases, and he brings up the notorious Chicago. You can be licensed to carry a gun, but a knife with a 3-inch blade is a no-no. I didn't know that you could be licensed in Chicago. I thought that you couldn't have guns in Chicago. And then Leon says, I always thought the drone program was an easy way out for Obama, but you need actual people on the ground to coordinate strikes, in my opinion. I think that that's very apparent, because if you had that, then maybe you could make the program more accurate and efficient, and they kill less people that are civilians. So maybe we're going to have to go back to where maybe we could have less boots on the ground. If we take that route, we use the drones. We've got to do something, because this drone program, it's really just making more people hate America, and they're just still coming for us. They're going to keep coming for us. and at what expense? You kill one, and then they're being born right here at home. So really what I think we should be focused on, I shared a video the other day of an Al-Qaeda leader telling, followers, like, it's so easy to get a gun in America. You can just go get a gun and you can go just shoot up a place. And that's true. Especially for some, I didn't talk about this. Also, Omar Mateen was investigated by the FBI, and, he was cleared. He was put on a no-fly list, but he was cleared. And I think that is identity politics too, because we know that it was probably because his name was Omar Mateen, but him doing this ultimately is like, well, he was on the FBI list. Maybe he should have stayed on there. So I don't know. And I just think it was insane that he said that he doesn't have an issue with the blacks because they suffered enough. And it's just, and then, so Leon's saying that maybe capture more folks and then blow away an apartment complex, but it does require troops. Yeah, I don't know how the terrorists operate. I've never traveled there when it wasn't under drone attack, and so I don't know. Like, I just don't know how it operates. I don't know if they're, like, all together, if there's ever a way to get them like that. Okay. Oh, the Viet Cong said the same thing about blacks during the Vietnam War is what Pianki is telling me, and that I guess that they wouldn't shoot black veterans. Wow. See, and that's why I started the statement. It's almost like you wonder if it's just better to narrate it as on June 12th, early Sunday night, a man shot up a nightclub in Orlando and killing 49 people and wounding 53. Is that all we need to know? Because, like I said, if you're anti-murder, you should be upset. But you got pastors running around the country praising the shooting. So that's Christianity, by the way. It's not Islam. And, yeah, so like I say, maybe I don't know if keeping the statement basic would help with the outrage and then the just keeping the story straight. Like we really did jump real quick on the story, and I mean there was a lot posted on the internet about it. I had something else to say, but I can't remember it. I'm sorry. Well, I have about 3 more minutes, and I feel like it's a good time to go ahead and wind the show down. I don't really have much more to say. So I think who's to blame on why I'm suffering from identity politics overload? It's the news. I mean, it's just how they report it. So they're telling me that this is a hate crime or this is that or this is that. Just tell me the facts. This guy, oh, I was going to say this too. Like, me even just saying that a man shot up a nightclub, you could get all feminists and say, yeah, men need to be disarmed because they're the main ones doing it. That's just another aspect to the identity politics overload that I've been seeing. Like, I've seen all this stuff discussed, y'all. I've even seen people correcting the media saying, you know, this is the worst deadly shooting on American soil with, you know, shootings on American soil that happened over a century ago against blacks, against Indians. Like, it's just ripe with identity politics, and I'm just, like, so sick of it. And I know I do talk about, like, the black identity or, you know, whatever, but I just, I get identity politics now, and it's not always a good thing. That's all I'm saying. I'll get these out. Leon and Pianki have a few comments before I go off of about 2 minutes. Leon says, yeah, I have heard some Christians support the shooting, and I'm like, wow, really? So I do agree. It's identity politics. Sorry I was late. It's okay, Leon. I still love you. In Pianki, Florida is a gun rights state. I cannot imagine all those males in that place not caring or not putting up resistance. Amazing, just amazing. Yeah, I saw that. There were a few people discussing that on my Facebook page, and I just, you know, everyone wants someone to, like, be a hero, but I feel like it's more brave to walk around without arms. You know, because, yeah, you can be shot at any time in America, but there's all kind of other things that can happen to you just by owning a weapon, and the likelihood of you shooting someone accidentally or yourself goes up. So anyway, well, I'm so happy to have gotten a show out. It's been too long. I'll try to at least get them out monthly going forward, and thank you for joining me. If you want to interact or see what I'm up to, I have a blog, blamegirl.com. I have not posted in a few months, but, you know, I do a lot of Facebook blogging, so it's Blame Girls is my page, and on Twitter, I'm at Blame Girls with an S. And if you just look on any social network, you might be able to find Blame Girl on there. So I encourage you to look me up. Also on Blog Talk Radio. So, all right, guys, thanks for listening.